I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Police arrested a Newcastle man on Friday night after authorities said they were tipped off because he was performing some sweet burnouts in a parking lot. Police were dispatched to Grand Ave in Newcastle, where they found the 24-year-old Dakota Haddock burning some rubber. Police say they turned on their cherries, and after he was arrested, they found a 9mm handgun, 7 grams of meth, THC wax, and paraphernalia. So it sounds like he was going to have a good time that Friday night doing some burnouts and some stuff right there.
Sounds like a party.
For show. Hot Rod Dakota was booked into the Henry County Jail on charges of dealing meth while possessing a gun, carrying a handgun without a license, and possession of marijuana. Let's see here. This is a sad, sad thing that happened, mainly because the food was wasted. A woman who thought her man was cheating smashed his face into a carton of chicken wings. Employees at Buffalo Wild Wings in California called the police after the woman came to the restaurant, confronted her boyfriend, and a woman he was with. Might have been his side chick.
His side piece?
Yeah, something like that. The woman grabbed the other woman's head, pushed it into the plate of wings.
Oh, no. Yeah, Joe, I know how much you hate when people waste food.
You
like
know that.
That.
I ask for people's food sometimes. Do you like wings or no? I thought you liked wings.
I love wings.
What's
yes.
your, like, let's say we went to B-Dubs or anywhere. What is your flavor sauce? You just have them plain, or do you like a sauce on them?
I'll try all of them, like, especially if they let you split up the sauces. I usually go for, like, a basic, like, a medium or hot.
Dude, I don't know. I really can't handle the hot stuff. I like a honey barbecue or
honey
or an Asian zing right there when it comes to my wings.
Yeah, garlic parmesan. Give me a dry rub anytime too.
Ooh, yeah, just don't put it in my face like that, lady. A Texas prison guard stopped at a casino in St. Louis, which allowed an inmate to escape. The driver was taking two inmates from Oklahoma to Texas, but somehow drove several hundred miles out of the way to Illinois. Okay. He ended up in St. Louis, where he checked into the casino Queen Hotel. The driver woke up an hour later to find out that one of the inmates had escaped. The inmate has not been found at this time. So what are you doing? You have like one job, drive from here to there. It's like an Uber driver, like, hey, I'm going to take a break real quick. You stay in the car.
You have one job.
And your final story this morning here for the Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show, a Georgia woman was sentenced to 15 years in prison for running over her sugar daddy with her vehicle because, well, he was cutting off her money supply.
Well, then he deserved it, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, listen, if you're a sugar daddy, you have to pay, right? That's your one job.
Once the sugar runs out, it's fair game.
Daddy's got to go. Well, she ran him over the vehicle after all that happened. The two met in 2016, went on several dates. The woman encouraged him to buy her gifts, but after a week, it sounds like me, he was tired of spending money and said he didn't want to see her anymore.
He wanted to save that money?
Yeah, dude. Oh, for sure he's saving that money. How much money do you have to make to be a sugar daddy, right? Because you got to keep that person happy.
Some people just need a little bit of sugar.
Is that what they need? Just like a sprinkle right there? Or maybe like they'll have like the off-brand. Just give me some Splenda.
Yeah, I'm a Splenda daddy. Sugar-free, baby.
There we go. Well, yeah, the victim walked her to her car. But when she got in, she immediately put it into drive, accelerated, and ran over him. She then backed up, ran him over again before fleeing the scene. Thank God he's not okay, but he's not dead. He'll survive. The police were able to find the woman the next day and arrested her. She was found guilty of aggravated assault with a motor vehicle, aggravated battery, and felony hit and run. So if you're a sugar daddy in the Indianapolis area,
there are plenty of them.
Watch out. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
If I can be honest, I'm really nervous doing the garbage today. Not because Alex is out sick, but because Alex is out sick and might judge me. Like, if I miss a Taylor Swift story, she'd be like, how could you miss a Taylor Swift story?
You think she's laying in bed listening to you right now?
I think she is, because she doesn't feel really good, but she's probably still like, is he going to mention that? So can you do me a favor? Keep an eye out. Set like a Google alert for any Taylor Swift stories.
All right, let me set alerts here. Right. Taylor Swift.
Okay, thank you, producer MYK. All right, Stormy Daniels did an interview with Anderson Cooper for 60 Minutes, but there's no word yet when it'll actually air. Stormy is trying to get her $130,000 hush deal with President Trump nullified, and lawyers say at least 10 people have offered to pay the $1 million fine she'll face if she breaks it. So it'll be interesting to see if that actually happens. Who is the celebrity that struggles with anxiety, feels like they're dying? It's Carson Daly. On Friday's Today Show, he said, looking back at my life, I was a worry I was a worry wart kid. I was always worrying. My father died when I was 5. I had an ulcer when I was in high school. I've been nervous my whole life. His first panic attack actually happened when he was a host at MTV, and he had no idea what it was at the time. He said, I was just terrified for no reason. These attacks got so bad for Carson Daly that he actually had to get hospitalized. And when he went in there, he said, it kind of feels like you're dying, like your heart's pumping, it's pounding. And of course, you're perfectly fine, which, could you imagine that? Producer MYK, you're sitting there and you're in the hospital. You think like, dude, I'm having a heart attack. And they're like, no, you're cool, dude. Like, all your signs show you're fine. But in your mind and your body?
Yeah, listen, Carson, they're telling you you're fine.
Yeah, you're cool. Black Panther, man, they're setting some records. They held in the top spot at the box office again, earning $41.1 million in its fourth week. A Wrinkle in Time opened in second with $33.3 million. This is kind of a big deal. It's the first time the top two movies at the box office were directed by African Americans. So that's great news.
Awesome.
I feel bad for Alex not being here because she probably would have told you this story first. Kathy Griffin... remember her? Took out Trump's head and, you know, put ketchup on it.
Shaved her own, yeah.
Yeah, well, she was on Real Time with Bill Maher on Friday and announced that she's booked her first U.S. show since last May. It's been almost a year when she did that.
Look at Kathy getting back to work.
I know, good for her. It's her and Carrot Top can go on tour. In the image, obviously, she's holding Donald Trump's decapitated head, and that kind of took her out. But she's saying she's set to make an appearance at Carnegie Hall in New York, and the other one is at the Kennedy Center, which Kathy joked was right in Trump's backyard. So apparently she's got shows coming up on her website saying San Francisco, Seattle, and Boston. No apologies, though. In fact, she said this whole incident that kind of, you know, ruined her career is bull crap. And the last story for the garbage. Do you remember the pharmacy bro guy? I think it's Martin Shkreli or something like that. Little nerdy guy.
Martin Shkreli.
Shkreli, yeah. Shkreli, Shkreli. Just like a D-bag. Like, nobody likes him. Well, he was sentenced to 7 years in prison for securities fraud Friday. All right. He'll get credit for 6 months. He's already served after having bail revoked in September for offering $5,000 for a sample of Hillary Clinton's hair. He was found guilty in August of defrauding investors in his hedge fund, but it was hiking the price of HIV drugs. Remember that? Like, there was some medicine to help people with AIDS or HIV, but he raised the price when he had it 5,000%.
Yeah, then the world hated him.
That's what you call karma, and that right there is the garbage. You can check it out online.
Hold on, Joe. Did you see the meme going around?
No.
I was dying laughing. I feel you appreciate this because you're all Detroited out or whatever.
Yeah.
There was a picture of him wearing a sweatshirt. He's leaving the courtroom or whatever, and all the meme said was, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already. Martin Shkreli.
I love that. You have to send it to me or something. Maybe we can put that up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. By the way, go there, follow us, and you'll get the garbage after the show. We'll put that up there on our story. And RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show, and you'll see that garbage tab. One of my favorite shows that I love to watch is called What Would You Do? And they use, like, hidden cameras they set up inside. They've got in the back room, usually, of the business or place. They got, like, a whole camera crew, kind of like an FBI stakeout. Well, the host of that, John Quiñones, observes and kind of comments on how, you know, regular day people, you, me, producer MYK, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, how would we react when we're confronted with a dilemma that would require us to maybe take action or kind of walk on by and, like, mind our own business? And I don't know. I think we've all been there in different situations. Like, oh, should I do something? I don't know. Okay, no, I will. No, I won't. Well, that happened to me this past weekend. I was checking out a robotics. It actually was the state championships at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tons and tons of people there. And, of course, you got to eat food. This is like a six-hour event. So I'm doing my thing, and my wife and I are waiting in line. And I think, producer MYK, this line was about 40 minutes. We actually timed it to get from, and it was only about 20 feet. They had nothing open, and tons of people and kids wanted to eat food between the robot competition. So we're standing there, and have you ever been in a line at, like, anything, Bankers Life Fieldhouse or any sporting event or getting beer even, where the line goes all the way to the back, so people have to, like, cut through you to get, you know, to get around the arena or the building?
Yeah.
So, like, excuse me? Well, this lady, like, we're stacked, so there's no room, so we have to separate when people come through. This lady comes through with her kid, and I didn't see exactly what happened at first. My head was kind of turned to the left, and this happened on my right. I look over, and it looks like somebody was, like, pushing somebody, like a fight was breaking out, and this woman's like, excuse me. And what had happened is this really rude lady with her young kid didn't say excuse me and actually try to come through. She pushed this mom with her two kids out of the way like it was a football drill. Like, pushing them. And the this mama bear, this woman turned into, like, a fierce mama bear that got pushed with her kids. She's like, what the hell's your problem? And excuse my language here, lady's like, well, you're a dumb bitch standing in the way.
Ooh.
It's like, well, that's where you're supposed to stand, though. Like, everybody was doing that, and you moved for it. So I couldn't believe it. Like, MYK, I can't describe it enough. This woman, like, almost knocked the mom and the kids over instead of just saying, excuse me. Like, she acted like this woman was standing in line like the rest of us on purpose, blocking the way. So I looked at it, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I thought I should do something. But nobody did a damn thing except for that mom that turned into a mama bear. But, I mean, what would you have done in that situation? Would you have said something to that woman? Would you have got security? Because my thought afterward was this, and I'm not claiming I'm a badass because, obviously, I was a coward. I was a 400-pound cowardly lion. I was going to think, like, you know what? I should have grabbed that woman and said, hey, stop. And I should have grabbed her ass and took her to security and, like, kicked her out of there. Like, what a... She was a bitch.
Ah, you can't grab her and get involved like
you
that.
You can't?
No, what? You can't, no.
I'll tell you right now. I would like to think, but maybe I'm a coward again. If she did it to my wife, I probably would have injured the woman. If you would have pushed my wife like that, like, not a bump in, like a shoulder. She pushed her like it's a fight, like you're trying to knock somebody on their ass. You can let us know. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. What would you do if you would have seen that situation? A woman runs into somebody, calls her a name, like her kids are there, bumps them too. Joe and Alex Show. Ain't it fun? Paramore. I love Paramore. They're going to be coming to the lawn at White River, and we're giving you a pair of tickets right now when we play a little game called Name 5 and 10. Let's get somebody to play the game. And by the way, hang on the line, because if you're not the person chosen, we still could come to you. But I hope you get this, Christina. I hope that you can figure this on out and win those Paramore tickets this morning.
Awesome.
All right, let's get into it. It's going to be really simple. We're going to give you a category or a topic, anything it is, and as soon as we finish that, you got to start guessing. You got to give us 5 things in that in 10 seconds, okay? Do you get the idea, get the concept?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
All right, cool. Here we go. Now, and we're going to start really soon. Today is National Girl Scout Day, so we want you to name 5 kinds of Girl Scout cookies. Go!
Thin Mints, Tagalongs, Trefoils, Samoas, and... Oh, God. I already said Thin Mints.
Oh, no! Oh, Christina, I'm so bummed.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh, I feel so bad. Only 4. All right, let's go to somebody else this morning. Megan, on the Joe and Alex Show, are you ready to play the Name 5 and 10 game?
I think I'm ready.
All right, Megan, in honor of Girl Scout, today's National Girl Scout Day, name 5 kind of Girl Scout cookies. Go!
I'm going to go with Cinnamon Trefoil Tagalongs, and I think they have a new 4-1.
I'm going to do something real quick because your phone cut out. I'm going to let you go again. I could not hear you.
Yeah, you could start off. You sounded like you were underwater drowning.
Yeah, or you just were. Yeah, your phone sounded weird. Or maybe you were like in a bag of Girl Scout cookies. So we're going to give you a second chance right now to name 5 types of Girl Scout cookies. Go.
I'm going to go with Samoas, Thin Mints, Trefoils, Tagalongs, and I think they have a new s'more one.
That sounds like 5 to me. There we go.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Now, when we're bringing up Girl Scout cookies, what's your favorite kind?
Samoa.
All right, cool. I wish I had some of those right now. MYK got some the other day. Didn't share them with any of us. To be fair, he paid for them. Hang on the line. We'll hook you up with those Paramore tickets, and we'll be doing that all this week here on the Joe and Alex Show. They're going to be at the Farm Bureau Insurance Lawn at White River coming up.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed 5 and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
A secret lie filled with dark sexual secrets? No, we're not talking about me. And a woman at the center of it. All those who still maintains her innocence. We're covering a killer whose name you've definitely heard of. Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana is here to tell us all about Jodi Arias. I think I said that right. Did I get that right?
Sure did.
Oh, man. All right. As always, if you know anything about local crimes here in Indianapolis, call 317-262-TIPS. That's 317-262-TIPS. Crime Stoppers will ensure you are kept completely anonymous. If more people gave anonymous tips, hopefully Indianapolis would be a much safer place for all your friends and families. All right, Ashley, I've heard about Jodi, but I don't really know much about her. Let's get into it. Murder Monday.
Yes. So I was actually living in Arizona when this went down.
Oh, wow.
So I'm obsessed with this case.
Okay.
This all went down in June of 2008, and the victim's name is Travis Alexander. He is a 30-year-old, super successful, like, very family man. He's Mormon, so, like, a super goody-two-shoes, but, like, a great guy, tons of friends and family. And he's doing super well at his job, and he gets this all-expense-paid trip to Mexico. And he was going to take his ex-girlfriend, Jody, but he decided he needed to cut off the relationship, and he decides to take a girl named Mimi. Now, he likes this girl. She's like the good Mormon girl he wants to end up with, but she really has no interest in him. He still wants to take her anyway. I think that's him trying pretty hard.
Of course. Like, that's something I would have done when I was single. I'm like, hey, I know you don't like me, but I got concert tickets. You want to go meet the band? Oh, you don't like me? Okay, cool.
Yeah, even though she's being like, we're just friends. Okay, yeah, but I'll take the free trip.
But maybe.
So, a few days leading up to this trip, Mimi can't get a hold of Travis. He's totally missing. No one's heard from him, and they're leaving the next day. So she's getting a little concerned, like, is this still on? What's happening? So she keeps calling around to his friends and family, and she finds out no one has heard from him in a little while. So she actually goes to his house, and it's totally quiet. She's knocking on the door. She's knocking on the windows. She can't get a response. And so she calls her friend and her friend's boyfriend over and is like, listen, I'm really concerned. We've got to get inside. Maybe something's happened to him. Maybe he fell down. Maybe he's passed out. So they do the same thing. They're going around the house. They're knocking on the windows. They're knocking on the doors. They're looking in the windows, and they can see Travis's dog. So they know that, like, his dog's in there, and they know that someone has to be in there, but there's no sign of movement, no sign of life. They finally get in through the garage. And their garage opens up to, like, a laundry room. And when he opens the door, they say immediately they smell something really foul.
That's not good.
Never good.
Not good.
And they think maybe it's the dog. Like, maybe the dog hasn't been let out because Travis is gone.
Went to the bathroom or something. Okay.
Maybe, but it's not. It's a different smell. So they start walking around the house, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. And they're going down the hallway, and Travis has two roommates. So they start knocking on the roommates' doors. And one of the roommates comes to the door, and they're like, dude, what? We've been calling. We've been knocking outside. What's going on? And he said, sorry. I've been listening to a movie. I had no idea you guys were even here. I had no clue.
Okay.
So they ask him, like, have you seen Travis? We can't get a hold of him. And he's like, no, he's in Mexico. And this girl, Mimi, is like, no, we're leaving tomorrow. So he's totally confused. And so they find a spare key because Travis's door to his bedroom is locked. And they open the door to his bedroom, and everyone's immediately concerned because there is blood in this hallway, like, leading to Travis's private bathroom. And when they look down the hallway, not only is there blood on the walls, but there is a pool of blood outside of his bathroom door. So one of his friends is brave enough to walk up to the bathroom door.
Don't do it.
Open the bathroom door.
No.
And inside is just a horrific scene, blood everywhere, and Travis is laying in the shower. And so immediately they freak out, they close the door, and they go and call the cops.
What's going on?
A friend of ours is dead in his bedroom. We hadn't heard from him for a while. We think he's dead. His roommate just went in there and said there's lots of blood. I didn't go in, but I can give you the phone to someone who went in there.
Yes, please, can you?
Hello.
Hi, so what's going on?
He's dead. He's in his bedroom.
Okay.
In the shower.
Okay. How did this happen? Do you have any idea?
No, we have no idea. Everyone's been wondering about him for a few days.
She said that there was blood. So is it coming from his head? Did he cut his
head? It's all over the place.
I'm not saying it's my biggest fear, but I could not imagine whether it was a best friend, family member, just a random person. I don't want to walk into a room and find somebody dead, let alone murdered like that.
Well, I think the craziest part is he had been there for days. And so his roommate was living in the house.
Yeah, how does he not notice that?
Doesn't notice that he's gone. Doesn't notice a smell, like, nothing. So for days, Travis is laying dead in the room next to him. And he has
There's
no
a
idea.
Smelly smell, a tap, a smelly smell that smells
that's
smelly.
That's insane.
It would smell pretty smelly.
Ugh.
So they call police. When police arrive, they find this gruesome scene, and he has been dead for days. He's stiff, rigor mortis has set in. He's in the bottom of the shower, and I'm going to warn everyone, like the most graphic crime scene photos I've ever seen in my life that they've allowed on the internet. So they're on my Instagram. I'm taking them off by the end of the day. But at Indie Ash Flowers, you can see the scene that police walked into with blood everywhere, him in the bottom of the shower. And what they find is they can hardly tell how he was killed because he has so many wounds. It looks like he was shot. It looks like he was stabbed. His throat was slit from ear to ear.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like somebody put him in the shower to like wash off the blood. And it looked like they tried to clean up. Whoever it was really comfortable. And when police searched the rest of the house, they realized that the towels they used to clean up, they threw in the washer and they ran a cycle. But with the towels was also a camera. And the police know that if they can figure out what is on this camera, that these pictures might lead to their killer.
All right, we'll see what happened with that camera, and we'll continue Murder Monday next on the Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what you think on Twitter. Use the hashtag Murder Monday. We'll continue this next.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
You can tweet us. Use the hashtag Murder Monday so everybody can see it too. And some of the tweets we're getting here today, Ashley Flowers about Jody Arias. Somebody said, Sam said, don't think I'm ever going to the bathroom again. If you just missed it and kind of where we left off, this guy, what's his name?
Travis Alexander.
His friends found him like dead, looked like murdered in the bathtub,
in his shower. And so police, when they go through the house, they find that in the washing machine is also a digital camera. And it's been washed, so they have to wait before they can get anything off of it. They're going to send it to some experts, see if they can find anything on the camera. While they're doing that, they start interviewing Travis's friends and family. And one name keeps popping up, and that's his ex-girlfriend, Jody Arias. And people say that they broke up a while ago, but she was doing some crazy ex-girlfriend stuff, like slashing his tires and trying to hack into his Facebook and just like nonstop trying to get back with him. And they already know her name because right after he was murdered, police get a call from her.
Huh?
And they say that people try to insert themselves into the investigation. This is one of the best examples because she was calling. It was like, listen, I heard my friend died. You know, we were together for a long time. We were still very close. I want to do anything I can to help you. And at the time, she was living in Northern California. Like, what are you going to do to help them? Well, she ends up telling him that they dated for 6 months. And it got very serious very quickly because after 2 months, she converted to Mormonism for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a big thing when you do that for somebody.
Even though they were both Mormons, though, they were very sexually active. She wanted to please him. Right. But he said, and I think this is part of the reason it made her so angry, because she made herself sexually available to him and gave him what he wanted, it was one of the reasons he didn't want to marry her.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Sounds like every guy. I mean, guys, we probably do that. Like, I want a girl who's a freak. Like, I can't marry her. She's a freak.
Lady in the sheets.
Yeah, freak in the streets. As you can tell, we're both very sexually active people here. That's what we got going on. Yep. Okay. But anyways.
So they break up in April of 2008. And Jody says that that's the last time she saw him. And then she moved to Northern California to get a new start. And the detectives don't know what to think because she definitely has motive, but does she have the opportunity? So they try and pinpoint her whereabouts. And according to Jody, during the time that he was murdered, she was on this road trip from Northern California to Salt Lake City, Utah for a work convention. And she says she takes a little bit longer, stops in Southern California to visit some friends, and then she makes her way to Salt Lake. And all of these points check out. She does go to Southern California. She does make it to Salt Lake, but in this trip, there's about 30 hours of time that's missing. Like, she should have gotten there days earlier.
That's a whole day, almost day and a half. Okay.
She says that she got lost and she was sleeping in her car. And it all sounds super fishy. And police think they know what happened. So they actually make the drive to Northern California to interview her. And they let her like ramble on a little bit in the interview room. And finally, the detective is like, listen, let's just cut the BS. I know it was you because you say you haven't seen him since April, right? She says, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say, then why do we have pictures of you with Travis and his dead body on the day he was murdered? So what she didn't know is that they had recovered that SD card, and on it were some shocking pictures of Travis actually bleeding and laying on the ground, and there's a woman's foot by his body. And pictures right before that are this like photo shoot. I mean, we're talking within 50 seconds.
Yeah.
A photo shoot of Travis like in the shower with water dripping on him. And then before that are naked photos of Travis and Jody together.
Wow.
So there's no denying it at this point. They were together. And she looks like a fool. She's been lying. And so police put her under arrest while they're there. And she starts acting so bizarre. The first thing she does when she realizes she's under arrest is she asks if she can fix her makeup before they like take her photo.
Oh, of course. Who doesn't want to look good in their mugshot?
Right?
I want to look good because that's out there forever.
Then she does some yoga. And then when the detective leaves the room, she starts singing. You know, Christmas songs. In June.
I'm listening. Come on.
The stars are brightly shining. This is the day of our fair Savior's birth.
Kind of breathy if I had to critique it, like if I was on Idol. But overall, though, I think she has really good pitch.
She actually won some singing competitions in prison later on.
I could see that from the prison audio you gave us.
Right.
Okay.
So one of the things that she became so famous for in this case is that she loved the media and the media loved her. And before she even goes to trial, she sits down with 48 Hours and does this interview. And she gives them a whole different story. She says, listen, I was there. I admit it. But there were two attackers. Travis and I were, you know, taking pictures in the shower. All of a sudden they came in, they attacked us both, and I haven't said anything because I'm still in fear for my life. They're obviously still out there. And this is a crazy story. She tells it to the whole nation, but then before she even goes to trial, she switches her story again, and what they get, the jury gets, is a totally different account.
All right, we're going to find out what she's changing it to, and we'll continue Murder Monday next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what you think. Any questions you might have or commentary, use the hashtag Murder Monday and tweet us, Joe and Alex Show.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Most cases we have for Murder Monday are guys that probably look like me, and by that I mean, they're not attractive. They're probably like really creepy. Actually, it sounds like I'm a serial killer, doesn't it? I think I fit the bill. But Ashley Flowers today, we're talking about probably like one of the most beautiful killers of all time. But we don't. She's not a serial killer, right? Just a crazy murder she's done.
She probably could have been, but she was pretty dumb and got caught. So when she gets to trial, she first said she was never there. Then she admits she was there, but it's these two different attackers. And by the time she gets to trial, she has a totally new story, and it was wild. She admits she lied to police before and said that she was doing it to protect Travis and his reputation because she says that he was abusive to her and that he was a pedophile.
Okay, well, those are some pretty big claims to throw out there
pretty
when somebody's dead.
Big claims. Yeah, she uses, there's a picture that I put on my Instagram at Indie Ash Flowers of the last pictures of them together, and she does have these like grade school braids in, and she says that he was into younger people. So she totally is throwing him under the bus, saying that she was afraid of him. And she tells this new story that she went there, they had sex. And then they were in the shower. He was showering, and she starts this photo shoot. And those are all the pictures we have online where, you know, he's dripping in water, and it's him from the back, and then it's his face. And then she says she dropped the camera, and this just enraged him. And he started attacking her, and she somehow got a knife and starts defending herself. But she stabs him over 20 times.
That's a lot of defense right there.
Yes. Jody Arias is crazy. I mean, absolutely. And most of these stab wounds are in the back. So I don't know how he was attacking her, but they're in the back. And finally, she ends up shooting him, like, just for good measure. And none of this adds up. So here's what the prosecution says. They said it wasn't self-defense. It was all premeditated. She had actually stolen a gun from her grandparents, like, weeks before. And when she planned this trip from Northern California to Salt Lake and making her stop in Arizona, she even got gas cans ahead of time. So that way she could fill them with gas and there would be no transactions in Arizona.
That's pretty smart if you're going to do it.
Right, to try and cover her tracks. But everything points to her thinking about this ahead of time and wanting to kill him. She's pissed. He used her for sex and then discarded her. But here's what I can't figure out, and I would love everyone's opinions. Use the hashtag Murder Monday. Did she go down there with the intention of, like, giving him one last chance to get back together, and then if he didn't, then she had this backup plan? Or was her plan all along to kill him, and then while they're having sex and all this stuff, like, somehow it's, like, making it better for her?
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I want to lean toward option A, like she's crazy and she's giving him a chance. But, I mean, she did a ton to cover up. And the craziest part was after she murdered him and she left, while she's driving, she calls him and leaves him this voicemail to like, put police off her tracks.
Genius, yeah.
This long voicemail about how, you know, I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'd love for you to come visit. And, I mean, like, this six-minute voicemail acting like everything's fine. But police didn't fall for it. The jury didn't fall for it. And she ends up getting convicted of first-degree murder. But no one could decide on the death penalty. They had two separate trials for her sentencing, and the jury couldn't agree. I think people have problem killing a beautiful girl.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's some big, fat, pudgy guy, like, kill him! Kill him! I'll do it! But
right.
It's like, well, she's so pretty. Like, do you think maybe they didn't think she could do it because she was so beautiful also?
I think they wanted to believe her. She had no violent history in her background. It was such a violent crime. I think they wanted to think that it wasn't possible. Why would someone who has all this going for them and who is so beautiful resort to this just because someone didn't love her?
Don't scorn a woman.
So she ended up getting sentenced to life in prison without parole. She's sitting there in Arizona now. You can write to her, be pen pals with Jodi Arias.
Have you written to her? I feel like you have. Like, hey, girl, what up?
Hey, girl, I was in Arizona.
How you doing?
When do we go to the same places? For sure, yeah.
Oh, my God. I could never, ever do that. That's just...
Anything for a good Murder Monday.
That's insane. Wow. Okay, well, I don't know. I feel like she was crazy and she knew she was going to kill him. She had no plans of getting back together. Because I could see how that could make anybody hurt, but especially upset if a guy like wants you to do all these things, but then he's like, oh, well, you're a whore, whatever. Like, I'm not going to be with you because you slept with me before we got married. But it's like, well, that's what you wanted.
I think that's a takeaway. Like, you don't mess with crazy girls.
Like, no. No.
No one thinks it'll happen, but don't play around with the crazy ones.
Nope. Do what I did until I got married, because my wife's beautiful. Before then, I just talked to ugly girls, because I'm an ugly guy. Ugly people are really nice. That right there is Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate email for that one. Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, cool. I want to hear from you if you got a kid or maybe it's a niece or a nephew. Something a kid said to you that was just weird as hell. Or maybe it was just kind of scary and creepy. I mean, kids say the darndest things, as you know, Producer MYK.
Is that an old Cosby reference?
Oh, is that a show? I didn't even know that. Yeah, so of course, who would have thought we'd bring up Bill Cosby today? Well, here's what happened. My buddy, kind of a sad situation, he was at a funeral on Saturday, and his son, I think his son's like 6 or 7, kind of a younger kid, asked, when will the old man turn into a zombie? I guess the kid kind of somehow watches The Walking Dead or has seen previews. I don't know if he actually lets his son watch it, but he just, you know, knows that when people die, according to The Walking Dead, they turn into a zombie. So that'd be scary as hell, not only being at a funeral home, seeing a body laying up in a casket.
With all the TV shows, I mean, it's a valid question, right?
Oh, for sure, but imagine being a parent. Like, how the hell do you answer that one? You're like, oh, it's just... it's fake, or it's not, you know, it's not how it happens. And not as severe as that, but I was at the Lucas Oil Stadium on Saturday myself, and this kid behind me, I think, was talking to his grandma, because he kept on calling her, Grandma, Grandma.
Grandma.
And he's like, Grandma, am I weird? He's like, I'm weird. And she acted like him being weird was the worst thing in the world. Like, no, you're not weird. You're normal. But I mean, like, how the hell do you answer that question? Have you ever, I mean, you got like, don't you have like nieces and nephews, producer MYK?
Yeah, they just keep it real. They
really?
Haven't said anything weird. That one of my nephews in particular, his name's Sebastian, he keeps it gangster.
Really?
Yeah, he will tell, he will say like, you know, the most honest things, almost too honest, like embarrassingly honest.
I feel like he got that from Uncle MYK possibly right there.
Keep, or his mama.
keeping it real. All right, 317-239-1009. You heard the stories that happened with me and my my friend and producer MYK. I want to know from you, what's the weirdest thing that a kid said to you? Maybe it was creepy. Maybe it was just like funny as hell. You're like, you shouldn't say that. I mean, I think every fat person has had this happen. I had a kid before ask his mom like about me being fat. I don't remember exactly what it was. Like, mommy, why is he so fat? Or something like that.
Like
you know?
In a store?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
mall?
Yeah. Not even like they're trying to be a little bastard or something. Just,
yeah, they just
say
it. They just say it, yeah.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And we're also throwing this up right now on Facebook. You can comment if you can't get through on the phones. Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page. What is the weirdest or strangest or just funniest damn thing that a kid said to you? My buddy, he's got like a, I think he's 5 or 6 year old son, and they were at a funeral this past weekend. And there's this like old person in the casket, and he's like, Dad, when are they going to turn into a zombie? I guess like he watches The Walking Dead. I didn't go into detail with my buddy, but that's apparently the case. So, I mean, how the heck do you answer that question, right? You're like, I don't know, kid. Just figure it out yourself. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Kelly. Kelly, what happened with you?
Well, one day I was in the restroom at a department store, and I was in the stall, and this lady brings her little boy in there because he's misbehaving. And she tells him if he doesn't stop it, she's going to give him a spanking. He says, well, I want a spanking. She says, no, you don't. He says, yes, I do. I want a spanking. So then it became a big argument because she wouldn't spank him. He's throwing a fit because he wants a spanking, and she's not spanking him.
That would just be so awkward. Like, what the hell did I walk into?
It was hilarious.
Oh, I love it. Kelly, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Line 3, Shelby has a couple of them.
Okay. Hey, Shelby, what do you got?
These are actually things that I said when I was younger. My mom tells me about them all the time because I embarrassed her so bad. The first one was we were at the hospital visiting my grandma or something like that. I don't remember. I was around 3 or 4. And there was an amputee in the waiting room, and he lost both legs. And I asked my mom, Mom, where are his legs? Where did they go?
Oh, my God. Did he hear you say that?
Oh, yeah. I said it very loudly. And my mom said that she had to take me to the bathroom because she was so embarrassed, and the guy looked like he was about to cry. It was
aww,
bad.
That sucks.
It was really bad.
That's an awkward situation. Okay, what else did you do to embarrass your mom now that you have to share with us?
So then the second time we were at the beach, and I was around 5 around this time, and this lady walked by wearing one of those thong bathing suits, and I asked my mom, Mom, why are her underwear on backwards? You can see her butt. Oh, my gosh. She was, like, freaking out. And the lady turned around and looked at me and glared at my mom. Oh, my God.
Now,
I felt so bad.
Now, Shelby, do you have kids?
I do not. Thank God.
Are you ever going to have them after finding out all the things you said?
Probably not. I probably would die because they're going to say some things that I said, and
oh
it's really bad.
It's not even like the, like you were being mean. You just were kind of being observational. But I would, oh my, could you imagine, producer MYK, you got a kid and they're like, where are their legs at, Dad? Like, oh, gee, how the hell do you explain
I'll be like,
that one?
Ask him.
Yeah, I don't know. Good morning, Ashley on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you got something a kid said that was kind of weird or funny or creepy or something like that?
Yes, I have a 5-year-old son. We was at fast food restaurant at my work, and there's a guy that comes in there. He dresses like a girl, and he's just like, Mom, why has he got a red bow in his hair? And I'm like, Aaron, you got to shh. He was like, no, Mom, guys are not supposed to wear red bows. I'm like, you're supposed to, we'll talk about it in the car. He's like, no, Mom, but why? I'm like, Aaron, just hush. We'll talk about it in the car. And he's like looking at me like, why is this kid talking about me? So he's 5. He don't understand.
No, for
but
sure.
When we got in the car, I'm like, Aaron, he just likes to dress like that. And he was like, but Mom, guys are not supposed to wear girl clothes.
Oh, my gosh. That's awkward. And it's just like, and I feel like once you tell a kid, like, hey, we'll talk about it later, or you just deferred, like, try to think that's a good idea, they're like, hell no, we're going to talk about this now.
He just kept on and on and on. He wanted to know why he got a red bow in his hair and red lipstick, and he would not end it.
Oh, man, I love it. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
My name is Sally.
Hey, Sally, what is it for you? What was said by a kid?
One time my husband and I were having a little afternoon delight.
All right.
Our daughter caught us, and we told her we were naked because it was hot. And so later on that evening when we were having a cookout, our daughter proceeds to run out naked, saying she's naked like mommy and daddy because she's hot.
Oh, my gosh. Did everybody kind of know what happened earlier in the day then?
I'm not really sure if everybody got it, but some people did, and they thought it was hysterical, and she's 25, and they still tease her about it to this day.
I love that story, and I love that you've said afternoon delight. I never heard that in casual conversation except for Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, so that's great. I love you. I love picturing you and your husband engaging in something. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, we'll take one more call from you. What is it for you? Something weird that a kid said, or maybe you said when you were a kid?
So this kid is just so happens to be my nephew.
Okay.
And so my grandmother has a riding cart that she lets him ride on, and he always gets his turn, as we call it. So we were out in public, and this woman with a cart rode by, and she just so happened to look like my grandmother, so he walked up to her and said, "Get off my turn." This woman, she was obviously needed the cart to walk and everything. And I was just like, "No, but that's hers. This isn't PG. She needs to go." And he's just like, he ended up screaming at her, "Get off my turn." And I'm just like, "Bud, we gotta go."
I just love kids unfiltered. I think that's how we should live life. Like, we should be nice, but you shouldn't be afraid to say something.
No, not at all.
Hey, thank you guys for all your calls. What do we got on our social media, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram?
Ray tweeted in and said, "Our daughter is always saying, look at my booty hole. She's obsessed with the poop stuff phase."
Oh, God. That's a kid I hope I have one day. Just like, look at it. Oh, sorry, wrong one. That'd be really weird. There we go. That's a whole other conversation to be having. Now, these are news stories you may or may not hear on the actual news or CNTV, but I think they're kind of important, so I wanted to share them with you. Talk about taking a tragedy and just doing something amazing with it. 6-year-old Malachi from Kokomo is keeping Deputy Pickett's memory alive with his lemonade stand. Malachi set up at the Howard County Library on Saturday, selling lemonade for 4 hours to benefit Deputy Pickett's family. Let's see here. Then he did it again. He did it on Saturday and on Friday. He raised a total of $7,000.
Whoa.
Is that not incredible? $7,000? Wow. He's going to be set up again next Saturday at the Kokomo Library South Branch. The library is located at 1755 East Center Road, and all the lemonade stands proceeds will go to Deputy Pickett's family. So if you're in that area or you want to make a trip up there, Kokomo's about an hour from Indy, you should certainly do that. Some other Indy news. Indy officials are desperate for money to repair roads. This is pretty much just a theme of today. And they're considering whether they should try to collect income taxes from people who don't live in the city but who travel there for work, kind of like a commuter tax. I saw this on Facebook. Oh, man. Might as well just talk politics. People were like, "F that! You ain't taking my money! I work too damn hard!" I don't know. We got to do something, though, here. These roads suck, and it's going to cost $732 million for city streets to be upgraded from poor to fair condition.
Maybe Indianapolis needs to sell some lemonade.
Dude, for sure. Why don't you get with Malachi? He'll probably turn the situation. Malachi for mayor! There, I said it. Or maybe governor. If you're looking to travel, I know you like to do that, MYK. Southwest Airlines' first international nonstop flight to Cancun took off this past Saturday from the Indianapolis International Airport. And they will continue this, adding on seasonal flights later this spring and summer, including nonstop flights to Austin, which I can't wait. I've never been there before. Austin, Texas, that begins on April 8th. And year-round service to Oakland, California.
Perfect timing with all the spring break action right now.
Yeah, that's where Liv the Web Girl is today. And well, not there, but she's on spring break. And Alex, of course, off sick. We hope she feels a little bit better.
Yeah, Liv's on spring break. Alex is spring broke.
Yeah, there we go. Wait a minute. Do you think maybe Alex just went on spring break? Like, if she calls in sick tomorrow, something's up. Something's definitely up. That's Joe's Need to Know News.